The Beats were a group of poets and writers that established a new way of writing and a new type of cultural norm in the 1940s and 50s that foreshadowed the cultural earthquakes of the 1960s that are still with us today. A trio of writers, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, and William Burroughs, were brought together by Lucian Carr, all young Columbia students who wanted to create a new style of writing in the post-war years. But until now, one of their number, who had by her own desire been kept out of the spotlight, is being rediscovered. Aleen Lee was an African-American woman who was a lover and longtime friend of Kerouac, his peer, according to her daughter, Christina Diamante. Lee, who died of an aggressive form of lung cancer in 1991, had asked her daughter to make her story public to keep her alive after death. Diamante spoke with WBAI and described what it was like for her mother as Black Native American to exist in a world where women and women of color were often undervalued, even by relatively progressive men.
These were environments where there were Black people interacting with white people, which really didn't probably happen very much in the suburban or kind of middle-class backgrounds that Kerouac and Ginsberg came from, and in the case of Lucian Carr, a very wealthy upper-class St. Louis family. So they had relationships with a lot of people, and they, Lucian, being a newsman, had a wide assortment of friends who were reporters, and he spent quite a bit of time in local bars and restaurants and cafes, as they all did, and there was a wide assortment of people there. James Baldwin was one of my mother's friends and their friends, Imamu Amiri Baraka, Leroy Jones, and there were not, I would say, an overabundance of Black people, but Black people were there, and I think it was part of what they were looking for, was to seek other experiences. However, this came out in a very nasty and unpleasant way in the book The Subterraneans, where in one particular portion of the book, Jack is thinking about Aleen. They've just made love, and she's lying there sleeping, and he is filled with a sudden sense of repulsion because she has fuzzy hair and a piece of white cotton has stuck in her hair, and he realizes, I can't bring this Black girl home to my French mother. You know, this won't do. And earlier in the book, Allen Ginsberg is quoted by Jack as also saying something very similar, like, I could never marry her, without exactly saying why. But, oh, actually, he does say she's Black. I believe he says that. So these were very hurtful things. How they came to break those barriers is in part, I think, because they were living hard, playing hard and working hard, and my mother was not a Black person. In fact, she writes in her own writing, she writes, there were no Black people in the 40s and 50s or 30s. In fact, there were Negroes, she were colored people, and she was not interested in being part of a culture of this or that. She wanted to be around bright people, intelligent people, people who had things to discuss, people who read, people who were interested in culture. And she was the, according to Lucian, the intellectual equal of any of them, and could hold her own in that environment. She had relationships of friendship and involvement with them, and I think there were, you know, maybe not necessarily all that many interracial relationships going on, but certainly some.
Aleen was a talented poet on her own, her daughter reads.
What do you want to do when you grow up? She asked anew. I want to perpetuate the four seasons and promote conflict and strife for the proper meeting time to make a perfect day in June. We can't export the midnight sun. They give us sodium lights. The sound of October is music within my ears, giving rest, pause. The month breathes. This is done before winter's tumult.
The news was engineered by James Irsay. For the WBAI Evening News, I'm Paul DiRienzo in New York.